You'll already know that you can save serious money on your household bills with Money Supermarket, but did you know that you can now earn rewards with their new Super Save Club? New to Money Supermarket, save on your car, home, annual travel insurance or broadband, and you'll get 12 months unlimited access to free days out at thousands of venues via the Money Supermarket app. And then when you add on new products, you get additional rewards. Yes, you heard that right. Simply buy your car insurance, home insurance, broadband and more with Money Supermarket, and you'll earn rewards to spend however you want. Convert your rewards into a prepaid MasterCard or choose to spend it at brands such as Amazon or Sainsbury's. Sign up today and watch your savings really add up. Visit moneysupermarket.com to find out more and join the Super Save Club now. That's moneysupermarket.com. Terms and conditions apply. Qualifying product with a Money Supermarket account. Days out via app only. 18 plus, UK only.
Small businesses come in many shapes and sizes, but the one thing they all have in common? The need to grow. With free guidance, knowledge, tools and training, Vodafone VHub is here to help you and your business. Chat with a Vodafone VHub business advisor for free and get invaluable insight into how you could grow your business online. Search Vodafone VHub.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie.
That is Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Valley recap.
Yes. So exciting. The Valley, episode two.
It's the Val, guys. Super happy to be here. Super happy you're here, guys. Hope you're there live with us at our small intimate gathering in LA, our show that we're doing in LA in May for Netflix Comedy is a Joke Festival. And then also we're going to Europa for three cities, Dublin, London, and Birmingham, the end of May. So come see that. We don't know what we're going to do there. Just think it's going to be super fun, though. Well, I can guarantee that. And today it is the Valley. We're on video on Patreon. So hi. You can watch a week later if you're not on Patreon for free on our YouTube. Just search for Watch What Crappens.
That's
tons
right.
Of videos there. And if you want them right now, get on our Patreon. What are you waiting for? Okay.
Yeah.
So here we are with The Val. What you thinking, Ben?
God, I really resent how much I'm enjoying this show. Oh, I have a huge apology to make. Huge, huge, huge apology. I think last week on the Valley recap, I may have said something to the effect of, like, I kind of feel bad for Brittany because she seems like a generally sweet person who just sort of been, you know, like, brought into this world with Jax and, like, she just made some bad... No, she's a terrible
Brittany
person.
Brittany sucks.
She's terrible.
Brittany
she's
sucks.
The downfall of society, and
Brittany
I've forgotten...
is the downfall.
I had forgotten that. I've been removed enough from her that I was conned by her, like, her sweet presenting nature, but she's terrible. She's a terrible person. So
I
apologize to everyone who had to listen to me actually say something complimentary towards her.
This is why she's terrible, because she acts nice and she fools people into thinking she's not terrible. That was her whole thing. And when she really got me, and, you know, I know a lot of the time it's like, well, it sucks that it took this. Because there were so many other signs, like, for example, being with Jax. And does that mean being with a terrible partner makes you terrible? Yeah, kind of, because you're foisting that partner on the rest of us, you fucking asshole. So yeah, you do have to think of other people when you choose a partner. But it was that whole thing on their wedding, and they got the homophobic priest, and then she was like rolling her eyes and all pissed that anybody would even get mad at it. And that's the kind of fucking person, like, smiling in your face and being all goofy, like, I have gay friends. How could you say that? I'm a dog guy. Well, you're sitting here supporting someone who is, and then refusing to admit it when you're called out on it and just acting like the gays are so overdramatic. Now, listen, that's extremely old news. I don't mean to be getting into gayness and all of that stuff, but it just reminded me at the time of people who are like that, smiling in your face, like, I love you, but you're going to hell, which I grew up with my whole life. And I just remember being so pissed off in that recap. I mean, Shocker, I know. But I just remember getting so pissed, and I've never forgiven this twit because she's just the fucking same. And like I said before, not only is she a monster, and not only is Jax a monster, but they've Xeroxed themselves and put themselves back into the world. And to that I say, we have to stop this. We need to start making licenses to have babies. You can't just, if I can't fucking drive a car until a certain age, why are you allowed to put a fucking human being into the world whenever you want?
Yeah, I think that's fair. There should be a standardized test for so many things in life. You know, there should be a test for owning a gun, and there should be a test for having a baby. Okay, you have to be responsible.
And babies should be tested before they can own guns.
Yes, I think that's probably the safest thing of all, is that a baby should not own a gun until they're tested. But that being said, gosh, I was laughing. Every time Brittany was on screen, I just laugh because she is like a parody of herself, the way she talks. I mean, she really is like... She makes excuses for him. She's terrible. But you told me last week about how... Did you say it on the recap? Maybe you did. About because of her plastic surgery, she has like a... her face is like stuck in a frown.
It's like palsied or something.
Apparently she's out of it. Like I read an article about it, and she's like, well, the doctors thought it'd be fixed by the time I started filming, but we weren't ready yet. So I sort of had this frown the entire time. And you're probably watching like, why is she frowning so much? But guess what? Thank God it's all fixed now. Thank God. Thank Jesus. So apparently
now your frown is back to just, it's natural because of Jack's style.
Dumbfounded.
Yeah. It's like, my life's choices led me here, frown.
But it does make me sort of giggle that, like, wow, you were terrible in that the way you will go out of your way to make excuses for Jax and like enable his behavior, but your punishment is that you have to spend this whole season sort of frowning the entire time and trying to smile through this frown. And
but it's also the fact that it's not only that she apologizes for it, because she does do that all the time, but she agrees with it. She just doesn't admit that she agrees with it. And we get a little taste of that at the end of the episode today, where you see how she really fucking feels, you know, and that's the problem. That's the problem with me. Now, is Brittany the worst on the show? Probably not. I think she just angers me the most because, like I said, she's the trickiest, you know? And someone like Jax, like, you know, he's a piece of shit. He's so upfront about it. But it's the tricky ones like Brittany who will fuck you up, you know? Mm. So here we go. My favorite thing to ever happen on this show. Oh, I owe some apologies, too. It's not a state on his arm, Jesse's arm. Yeah. I said he's got a state tattooed on his arm. It's not. It's a Pomeranian. Terrible tattoo.
It's just a strange outline of a Pomeranian, which turns out when out of context and at different angles, which is what will happen in a tattoo, looks sort of like a state or just kind of like a weird blotch.
I just saw the weird lines and thought, what the fuck could that be? I guess it's a state. Like, what else would it be? You know?
Oh, and as long as we're apologizing for Jesse things, it turns out that no, Bunny is his daughter's middle name after
all. Yes, that was my second apology. Sorry, everybody. That was good.
We got a lot of responses about that tattoo and Bunny. I'm surprised that so many people were up on that. You never know what's the thing that's going to elicit a big audience response.
It's just amazing that I can sit here and take notes for 2.5 hours and still get basic things like that wrong, you know, and then argue about it. Like, no, Ben, that's not the truth. Here's what happened. It's a state. And the daughter's favorite animal is a bunny, okay?
And it's...
I
mean, look, I think you're forgiven for not realizing that tattoo is a Pomeranian. Because it just...
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, it does not read as a Pomeranian. You have to look at it as a specific way for it to be a Pomeranian. Any other way, it literally looks like the outline of a neighborhood.
Also, those aren't arms that you have to stare at. You know what I mean? They're not arms that are like, oh, look at that arm. Oh, I need to see that again. And then like every time the arm comes on, you're like, I need to see that arm again. It's like you see it and it's like, oh, bad tattoo, weak arm, move on. You know, listen, I'm not judging the weak arm. I'm just saying I don't need to stare at it. But people did get screenshots of that tattoo,
we got a lot of feedback about that. So that was our blunder.
But so anyway, my favorite thing so far is Kristen's line from last week. I'm 40 now, and so the valley is where I need to be. What the fuck kind of thing is that to say? I can't get over that. When did the valley just become where old people go to die?
I don't know, but I also love the metaphorical implications. Like, she already had her peaks, and now she's in her valley. She's like, yeah, I'm I need to be in my valley right now. I need to be at the nadir.
Valley time.
I'm 40 and in LA. I'm decrepit, so it's time for me to recede into the shadows of the valley of death.
Yeah.
So then we hear the song. This time I listened for it, and yeah, I heard the guy's voice, the Randy Newman-esque, kind of Kenny Loggins-y too, especially because it's like, I'm all right.
Because I'm all right. Isn't that the song they're singing? Isn't that the opening song? Like, because yeah. I'm all right. Right.
Which is not to be confused with the Kenny Loggins song, I'm all right. You know, from
Here's what they should. Here's a Huey Lewis one they need to heed. Got to find a new drug.
Oh, I love that
Sorry, I was trying to think
song.
Of it. How does that song go?
Need a new drug. Nothing makes me feel like me when I'm with you.
One new drug. Yeah, they need a new drug on this show because, like, how much can the nasal passages take? And take it from someone who loves that drug or liked it.
I'll tell
you
one
new drug.
But I'll tell you what song they will not be singing on the show because it's really antithetical to everything that they want. Don't need money. Don't need fame. They're like, no, cancel the song. That's everything that they need. They literally need money and fame.
Yeah, they won't be singing 9 to 5.
Don't need no credit card to ride this plane. It's like they need the credit card.
Because I'm all right. Okay, so then after that theme song, they really do have a template for this music, which is, you know, what we just talked about. And this one is, the song is funny. It's, I got $22 and a couple of smokes. I got 15 minutes and a couple of jokes. Everybody's laughing because they've run out of hope. We got 14 nights. It's about to get cold. Wow. This song was so self-aware. I was like, wow, whoever they hired for this knows what show they're on. You know, they're like, it's just sad. Just mix some open mics in there with, you know, running out of hope.
Yeah.
And put it to a couple of chords.
Yeah. I think that probably the person who wrote the song probably is just someone who auditioned for the show. I mean, right? Like, it does sort of capture so much of the valley.
This is just Dana from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. So they go to the smokehouse, which I'm surprised they've never been to the smokehouse before on Bravo, it seems like.
Maybe they have not been there.
They did?
Have you? No, I've been there.
No, I'm saying I'm surprised on the show. You know what's funny is that our friends David and Angie invited me to have dinner with them at the Smokehouse on Friday.
I feel like that's a very David and Angie place to go. Yeah, I went there with Malls, I think, like 2 times. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like definitely a fun place. So here comes the show to ruin it. So Jack shows up and Kristen shows up. And Kristen's like, oh, seriously? Seriously, are we getting bottle service? Seriously? Because they got a big like red leather booth, you know?
I was like, yeah, you know, I've always wanted to eat here, you know, because like, it's like, I should have worked here like when I moved here because it's like, you know, this is where like the directors are and producers.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to cast you. Like, I'm sure you're the first actor to take a gig across from Warner Brothers and have the brilliant idea that you're going to be cast as the next Batman. So, Jack's like, oh, yeah, and I know it says smokehouse, and that insinuates me, so sorry about that. And Kristen's like, seriously? Jax and I have known each other for 16 years. I'm vegetarian, so one would think that Jax would know better than take me to a steakhouse. Seriously? I'm like, well, you should also know Jax better to know that he's never going to pay attention to your vegetarianism.
He's going to purposely take you to steakhouses. That's
just to piss you off.
So she orders an iced tea and lemonade.
With Tito's. Oh!
She's got this new Kristen guttural laugh that I really like. I like that Kristen's just embraced the kind of stumbling out of a trailer in Palm Springs personality. No, not Palm Springs. Palm Desert personality.
It's like she's... it's like she said, you know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be a character on Poker Face. You know?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking of. That's why I said that. God, we're so on the same page. Actually, no, it wasn't Poker Face. I was thinking of that one with Alison Dubois, the actress who played Alison Dubois
Medium?
On Medium. Patricia Arquette came out with this show that took place, that's on the same channel, but it took place in Palm Desert. And she's just that kind of character. She drives a car that has no roof because it accidentally went under a semi or something like that. She's just
that's so your show. chain
I'm
smoking.
I'm surprised you haven't told me about this before. First of all, it stars Patricia Arquette, and there's someone who has a car that drove under a semi. I'm surprised you have not been like, I've just been watching it all weekend long.
I think I did tell you, and you were like, that's stupid. But
never mind.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Kristen is definitely going to be in that genre. That
she's heading there. So Jax is ordering a regular Coke. Makes sense. No one ever said he wasn't a Cokehead. So he's like, I should have worked here. So they order. Jax orders a burger with ketchup and cheese only. Like he's a kid.
So they're talking about the party the other day, and Jack's like, yeah, you know, I hope you had fun, that party. But I just want you to know, like, I didn't mean to, like, you know, like, get you in a corner like that, you know, with everybody, like get you in the firing squad, you know, but when I was saying, like, you were standing right there telling us to come inside you. Yeah. I hope you didn't feel that way. That's exactly what you were doing. Why are you bringing her here for this fucking fake apology?
This is classic.
I can't even look at her. He's like looking around the restaurant. I'm like, yeah. Just get this out of the way so I can fuck with you some more for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. This is classic Jax. He's a total dick. And then he does the, I'm sorry I got caught up. Is it me, by the way? Is Jax's Michigan accent stronger these days? Or is it just I'm noticing it more because he hasn't been on the screen for as long?
I've noticed that he has no nasal capacity left. That's all I noticed. That's the only...
Have you noticed the way little animals come running to the door whenever he inhales? And he goes, Do you ever feel like there's some high-pitched frequencies that we can't detect, but all the neighborhood critters can? That happens through his nose.
Yeah. I'm not detecting much. But then Kristen's like, yeah, well, I guess like what I was trying to figure out is like, why are my guy friends, all of my friends, saying like, I don't trust your decisions in your own life, Kristen. I mean, it's the guys. Kristen. I don't think it needs to really be a gender thing. I think literally everybody is sitting here watching, not trusting your decisions in your life. Let's add them up, okay? We meet Alex later in this episode, and can I just say, there's a big 6'4" decision that you made. It's pretty glaring.
Like a big, like a weird, like it's like someone took Jonah Hill and stretched him northwards.
Truly.
In the worst way. So, Kristen's like, I don't understand why Jax brought up my most recent ex, Alex. Like, I sold my house, I moved in with him, he was a realtor, and then broke up like 17 times until he kicked me out and sold all my furniture. And then, like, he wrote off, by the way. So, but like with Luke, we don't yell, we don't scream. Our communication is like super impeccable. Seriously,
Mariposa. He's not there, Kristen. He's not there.
He's in Colorado. Okay.
You're also not holding up in his house. I love this. Okay, so she banged the realtor, which I love that for her. Because I kind of want to do that. Like, let's face it. Like, especially if you have a hot realtor. Rawr. So it's just like a dream, you know? Like, it's just like a porn setup, right?
Yeah. I don't know if she totally achieved the hot realtor thing, but she definitely banged a realtor.
Well, it's like taking the porn setup, but the homely version, you know? It's like, I fucked a pizza delivery guy. He was hideous, you know? But
yeah. No, it's cool because it's like it made me wonder like what would happen if the Penguin were a realtor, and I sort of got to see that a little bit.
Yeah, I fucked a cable guy once, and it was not what I thought. It was not what I thought it would be.
You're like, so do I get free showtime now? He's like, no.
Also, I didn't get anything out of it. I didn't even get like a Showtime trial or anything. But I did realize something. Package. The same cable guys are always in the neighborhood. I never really noticed that until I fucked one, and then I was like, oh. You're here again.
Comcast, more like Comcast.
More like come fast and leave because I didn't commit to you. So, Kristen. Okay, so I've just disturbed everybody in this audience. Okay, so she banged the realtor. They broke up 17 times. And now he sold all my furniture that he wrote off, meaning he bought the furniture and you're mad at him because it was basically free to him since he got a write-off. A fucking Kristen logic. I love it.
Yeah. So then we have a pic of Alex dressed like a penguin at a party, speaking of penguins. And that's a representation of how good their communication is. Like caca. Like I say caca and he comes dressed as a bird. It's like perfect communication. Caca.
But also, aren't penguins like maters for life? Don't they mate for life?
Yeah, I think.
Well, not in this case, Alex. Drop definitely the ball on that one, buddy. Anyway, my point is Jax and Kristen are both disasters. I like Kristen more as a human being. I think she's a decent human being, and Jax is not. So I'm team Kristen on this one. But, you know, someone putting up a warning sign isn't the worst thing for you. You know, heed it. Heed.
Yeah, but also, like, she's 40, and you've been putting up warning signs for 16 years. You also have to know when to save the ink and just let her let Wile E. Coyote go over that cliff. He usually winds
the,
up
the
okay.
road's not going to uncurve itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, warning signs, but it doesn't mean don't proceed.
Listen, you can put up, it's okay to put up a warning sign, but please don't try to take the gas pedal out of the car.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you.
But also, maybe Kristen shouldn't be driving a car.
So that's the thing. And that's going to be the constant conversation on this show. Like, well, Jax is mean, but Kristen's also. But Jax is, but Kristen's also. And that's the genius of this show. They just put a lot of disasters on TV. And now
lazy
we're just going to watch them crash into each other.
Yep. Just continues from show to show to show.
Lazy Susan of Awful.
So Jax says, I'm pretty good at spotting a Kristen Doty disaster. I can spot it like a mile away. Well, he definitely can sniff it out. He just won't actually smell it. But
that's also like being able to spout. That's like able to spot a mudslide.
It's like seeing a volcano.
You know what I mean?
It's like, you know what I can tell? I can tell when a volcano's gone off because I can see that plume of ash in the sky. It's like, yeah, congratulations.
I bet that baby poops its diapers. I'm like, yeah, it's a baby. That's what they do. Stupid. So then we see a 2020 clip where Jack's like, I found out you hooked up with this guy, and then there's like a video, and Carter saw the video. She's like, that video is from like 4 years ago. So he's like, So you didn't have sex 2 weeks ago? And she's like, no, swear to God. And he's like, yeah, well, for someone who talks about the truth a lot, she sure lies a lot. And do you remember, this was at Kristen's t-shirt premiere party. How dare you try to ruin it with a sex video?
Some might say he sabotaged that, you know, burgeoning national brand.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
If you don't know when Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, what was in Al Capone's vault, or which famous meteorologist is Lenny Kravitz's second cousin, then you haven't spent enough time on Wikipedia. But that's okay. I am here for you. I'm Darcy Carden, and I'm inviting you to listen to my new podcast, WikiHole, from Smartless Media. Discover the craziest rabbit holes on Wikipedia with me and my funny friends as we bring the cyber frontier directly to your tympanic membrane. And if you listen to my podcast, you'd learn that that's the sciencey term for eardrum. We embark on a hyperlink roller coaster as we start out on a Wikipedia page and go from link to link to link to link, careening through trivia, oddities, and unexpected connections until we collectively shout, "How the hell did we get here?" Follow WikiHole on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to WikiHole ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So
that could have been the new Hanes.
It could have been the new Forever 21, Forever 40. So now Jax is like, yeah, well, what about your finances? How are you going to pay for this? Like, you know, you have a baby. What are you going to do? And she's like, you know, that's like one thing I absolutely hate talking about, finances. Ugh. And he's like, yeah, but like Luke said, I would never raise a child here. So like, what are you going to do? Like raise a child here? Like, what are you going to do? He's like, no, he's absolutely going to raise a child here. He's going to like, he's going to move here. Okay. Like I moved into a new apartment. So he's going to totally move here.
He goes, yeah, but he's not on the lease. It's just, no, oh, whatever, Jax. And then we get kooky Kristen pretending she's committed to someone who's not committed to her music. And Jax is like, it's not rocket science to see what's going on here. And I know, because I have been a rocket scientist. I quit it for hockey.
Got a social media job for rocket science. Yeah. NASA hired
me. I've seen a lot of people like Luke come into Kristen's life, and they need therapy after.
Yeah, well, we've seen people come into your life, Jax, and they need Planned Parenthood afterwards. So let's not forget season one. So Kristen's like, she's like, Luke is my forever. Okay, I see that. I feel that. I think you question whether he's actually different from my other boyfriends.
And he goes, he's a sperm donor. All right, sperm donor. All right, Kristen, listen, I've been in your life 20 years. And she goes, yeah, well, it's been pretty hard for me. Like, that's just a general blanket statement. Like, my life for this past 20 years in general has been pretty hard for me.
Yeah. He goes, yeah, I know you pretty darn well, okay? And you know me pretty darn well. And if I'll do something stupid, you're going to call me out on it tomorrow. I mean, that's what friends do. And she's like, yeah, but, like, I just want you guys to start treating him like he's my forever shoulder. And, like, not like he's just some dude shoulder. And, like, someone, like, does, like, does anyone even know his last name? Does anyone know where he's from?
Shimmy. This is where she gives a shimmy. I'm when she does the, like,
yeah, so. I'm actually genuinely asking because I don't know his last name or where he's from.
I know. Do we know his last name or where he's from?
Luke Colorado.
I don't think anybody knows his last name. For
Luke Boulder. Luke.
Was it?
No, I'm saying Luke Boulder. Luke Denver. Luke.
Yeah, we know Colorado. I feel like we're already better than Jax.
Yeah.
So Jax just gives her a blank face, like, why would I know his name? You know, like, what a stupid thing to say. And he goes, okay, but look, Kristen, you're like adding another person to my group, which is like fine. It's like fine. Like, I mean, it's my group. Like, it's pretty hard to get into, but, you know, like, you're going to add a person? Like, fine. Like, I'll let him come to guys night and stuff, and I'll learn his name. Because you know what? I don't bring people in easily, you know? But I was friends with your ex. So, like, I'm between a rock and a hard place here.
And so Kristen's like, no, you're not. I'm more important than him. And he's like, okay. So you have some seniority, which, by the way, I didn't even know you were allowed to say the word seniority with this group. It's a little touchy. It's a trigger
word.
Yeah,
seniority. That's why I moved to the Valley.
Right. Sure. Jax is like being judgmental in his shady way of bragging. Okay, he has a wife, a son. He has it all. But the truth is, Jax stumbled into a saint that was willing to put up with his bullshit. God bless Brittany.
Yeah. So I'm sure people say that a lot where Brittany's from. God bless her. God bless her heart.
God bless that poor slow girl.
Did y'all catch Brittany while she was in town visiting? God bless her.
God bless her with that permanent frown. So the Jack's like, oh, by the way, yeah, Janet's, that was really fun. It was great seeing Lala and Sheena. And Kristen's like, yeah, by the way, how was your tat? Okay. Because by the way, and he says, oh, yeah, here's my tat. And he says he was worried that it was going to spread because he jumped in the pool right afterwards, which I guess you're not supposed to do with a tattoo. Which then it's like,
so Jax. Also, did you know those were real tattoos that they were getting?
Yeah.
Who does that? Who has a party where you get real tattoos? How fucking
gross.
And
they all lined up.
And I'm not saying tattoos are gross, but to get it at like Jax's carnival party, who wants that memory for the rest of their lives? Like, this one I got to commemorate my daughter. This one was that time that Jax got really coked up at a kid's party and pants some dude. So yeah. That's a good memory.
So I don't have any tattoos, but my impression of tattoos is that, here's my impression of a tattoo. Oh, I'm a tattoo. No, my
Hold on. Let's play the theme music.
I'm a tattoo.
My impressions of tattoos.
Hey, I'm a tattoo. I'm on your body now.
Oh my God, you're like the Rich Little of tattoos.
See me in Vegas, the man of 1,000 tattoo voices.
I'm an armband.
Oh my God, it's a Ronald Reagan tattoo voice.
Well, we can tear down that wall, says a tattoo. Learning in America.
Okay, what's your impression of tattoos?
My impression of tattoos is that, like, a lot of times I thought it's something that people plan out, they think about, they want there to be meaning, they source an image or a word or a phrase, they like put effort into it. It's not like, oh, hey, I'm at a party, okay, I'm just gonna, I don't know, put a picture of Joan Crawford on there or something. I don't know, like I just feel like the impromptu
Joan Crawford.
It's a very gay tattoo. I don't know why.
It's a very aged gay tattoo.
Go put a Janet from Three's Company on there. I don't know.
A little Janet Wood tattoo.
What was her name? Why am I blanking?
I like that
Janet's
you go
name?
Younger with Janet Wood.
Let me get more current. Can we get Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah. So
you just know these are all going to be just like thoughtless bad tattoos.
They are. You know, I mean, love the skin you're in. Am I right? So Kristen is talking about how she was in line to get tattooed, and she gave Jesse a titty twister, and then he gave her one back, and she's like, "Bro, like, what was?" I was like, "We're not that close, bro." And Jax is like, "Have you met anyone in your life who would do that? Like, really? Like, that's like you grabbing his dick. Like, what the fuck, bro?"
I felt very bad for Kristen. Because I could see that she was genuinely uncomfortable about what happened and even discussing it, because she got an extremely nervous laugh. She was doing this weird, like, she was like, oh, he's all, like, really, really giggling, because you can see that she's, like, struggling with wanting to still be, like, chill, but she's, like, this bothered her, but she doesn't want to be, like, an alarmist. She, like, all those things. I felt so bad for her. Like she should just be able to, not she should be able to, but, like, it sucks that the societal pressures are put on to you where you're like, someone twists your nipple and you have to like feel kind of like, you can't be like, that's fucked up that someone twists my nipple. Like, you have to kind of like couch it in like, it's sort of funny, right? And I just felt bad for her.
And you're also talking to Jax, so it's like,
yeah, I also felt bad that Jax is the one that she had to go to for it.
So then this next song is "Tell Me Did You Bring Your Appetite? We're Poor." So then this is Jesse and Michelle in their miserable marriage.
Yeah.
Going to a park with their child who was going to be miserable any second. If she's not yet, she will be.
Yeah. Yeah. This girl, I already feel very badly for Isabella. So they go, they're going to teach Isabella how to ride a bike. And Michelle's like, so Jesse, did you watch the video I sent you about how to teach a kid how to ride a bike? And he's like, the YouTube video, but... No, I did not watch that. Like, I assume you just strap your feet into the pedals first and just let them go. Stupid, stupid wife.
She's like, no, it's the opposite of that, actually. He's like, oh, really? Because here's how you need to do it. We need to go to the top of a hill, strap her on, and just send her down. Like, what the fuck? Just send her down the fucking hill on her bike. That's what you do.
He's like, yeah, we've had so many arguments over parenting styles. Yeah, I just, like, I don't know until we had a child that he just, like, doesn't have patience or... an emotional capacity for empathy, or actually even a personality, which is something I really should have picked up on in the first place.
Sorry, Michelle, I don't believe you. And I actually like you. I think you're the way better one in this relationship, obviously.
Yeah.
But you're not going to tell me that it's a surprise to you that your husband's a jackass. This guy is clearly a fucking jackass. Yeah. Everything he says is jackassical. And you're not going to sit here and tell me and expect me to believe that you were shocked that your husband's an asshole as a parent and makes you do everything. Give me a fucking break. Because not only were you dating the guy before you married him, you were working with him. So you know this guy's a piece of shit. You're just one of those people who thought he wouldn't be a piece of shit to you. Well, guess what? Pieces of shit are pieces of shit. That's it. Okay?
Yeah.
Not different to different people. Everybody poops the same.
Yeah. And Jesse's like, yeah, it's funny. Like, because I'll walk into a room and Michelle will be like, Isabella, we don't do that. Or Isabella, our feelings. Isabella. I just walk in and go, Isabella. And she stops. I'm like, oh, that's sounds great for Isabella's future therapy sessions.
You can say a lot about me, but I can make a child jump under a table in under a second. It's pretty amazing. So Isabella's like, I don't want to get on the bike yet. I don't want to. Don't make me. He's like, get on the fucking bike, you little fucking brat. So he puts her on there. It's like, nah. So she runs away crying, and so Michelle's checking on her, and she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And so Jesse's like, yeah, we talked about
Isabella saying that, or was that Michelle saying that about her marriage? Can you clarify?
I think
please?
It's both of them. I think that they're going to be in, I just picture like a small Volkswagen Bug from like the 70s that they're like driving down the freeway in with scarves on their head, just looking in the rear view. At least I hope.
Joan Crawford's in the back. The tattoo came to life.
So, yeah, I hope they run like hell. So Jesse's like, yeah, you know, people, you know, we've had the talk about how people change in a relationship and evolve. And I don't know if she's changing with me or if she's, if I've just changed into somebody that she doesn't want anymore.
I think it's probably column B exclusively.
I think you've not changed. I think that she, my guess is that she has changed in the way that she realizes that you're never going to change. You know, people have this common misconception that people change.
I think she watched a really good movie and was like, wait a second, this movie's about my life. And I don't want to be like this movie. So she wants to go elsewhere.
He has so, that kind of vibe of the divorced, bitter, aged LA guy, right? Doesn't he just already have that vibe? And he's married and has a kid, so he's not already, I mean, imagine what it's gonna be like when he is divorced.
I bet he's awful to her parents. Just awful. So anyway,
like
Jesse,
small cutting things, I'll bet he says.
Little obnoxious things that are terrible. Yeah. So he gets on the bike and he rides it and they're like giggling. And Michelle's like, look, he looks so silly. Say, that's my bike, daddy. And she goes, you know, nobody tells you how hard it is to keep a marriage alive. You know, it's scary. It's a scary thought that we might never get back to the way things were, which was me living in a bubble where I thought Jesse was actually attractive and interesting.
Yeah.
Never
and
get that
so
back.
Isabella finally gets on the bike, and it's really amazing how much misery fuels so much exercise in this world. It's like just depress the child enough that she needs to get on the fucking Peloton.
She just wants to get out of
that's
there.
That's all she needed.
She's like, wait a second. There's actually a contraption that lets me pedal away from my awful parents. Get me on it.
Okay, so Kristen and Luke run for literally 5 seconds in the canyon, which is my favorite way to run in the canyon.
Kristen running? Why have we never seen her run before? This was like truly my, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was like watching something that looked halfway between a chicken and a giraffe trotting along. It was amazing.
You know when people got married in the old days and they would tie cans to the back of their car? It was like that.
Cans bouncing in the back of a car.
Yeah. This cans bouncing down the road.
You know. Why is everyone throwing rice at me? Caca. So they're running and then...
That kills birds.
Looks like don't step in the horse shit. You know what that is? And she's like, y'all, it's definitely horse shit. So the producer's like,
yeah, I'm from the country, so I got it. I have a ranch.
From Colorado.
I know what horse shit is. Yeah,
I understand it. Makes sense.
Yeah, well, we're in LA, and we know what human shit is, and it could be the same thing. So please, with your country.
This is true. Yeah. So the producer's asking who wears the pants in a relationship. Oh, he definitely wears the pants. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I wear the pants. I love a man that's like a leader. Like, do it. Take me. Make the plans. Let's fucking go. Mariposa. Caca. Seriously.
That is not gonna last. I'm telling you that.
I just love that he's so manly and tells me what to do.
Yeah, right, Kristen. Let's see how long that fucking lasts. So we see they stop at this bench and it says, the greatest act of courage is to choose love in every situation. Have you seen this show, Bench? Get the fuck out of here with that, Stacia Ray Robitaille.
Yeah, that no, choose love in every situation as we watch four different crumbling marriages on TV.
You know, here's what she needs to say. The greatest act of courage is to choose better. That's the act of courage, okay? The act of courage is to actually make a choice that's not out of desperation and aging, okay?
Yeah,
that's my advice. Put me on a fucking bench.
I don't know what part of moving to the Valley equates to choosing love, but there you go.
Choose bigger parking spaces by Stacia Ray Robitaille. Choose what?
Protected green arrows. It's like choose larger targets.
I love that that's your big thing for the Valley is the turn arrow.
It is.
It's so funny.
That is like the biggest thing in the Valley. Anyone who comes to LA will be like, if you have to make a left turn, prepare to buckle up for 5 minutes because there's no protected green arrows and only two get to go at the end of the green light. If you're lucky, if someone's not asleep at the wheel. Okay. But in the Valley, that green arrow comes on and life is good. Theoretically. Now it's still up to the drivers to do their part because I tell you, you know what drives me nuts? You're sitting there, the light turns, so you have a green arrow. So the first person is like, oh, it's the Green Arrow. Now let me move my foot to the gas. Let me take my other foot. Now let's hit the gas. And I'm going to go slowly through the Green Arrow. So now you've like chewed up through half the Green Arrow time. And the person behind them is like, okay, let me wait till they get all the way through the intersection. And then I'll start going. It's like, no, go. It should be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars all at once. It should be a caravan, not like 1 car, 2 car, 3 car. It's ruins the entire Green Arrow utility.
Yeah. Yeah, in Texas we don't have the drive through the intersection and wait halfway through the intersection while everybody else is coming straight and you're getting ready to turn, and then you turn the second you have a chance. Here you have to stay behind the lines. You can't just wander out into the middle of the road. Wow. And it is so fucking frustrating, and it's so hard to not honk at people because you learn a certain way in LA because you have to do it because there's no green arrows.
Yeah.
So you have to learn how to do it, and we don't have that here. And I pull out, and people honk at me if I'm sitting in the middle in intersections. Are you, screw you, goddamn Californian! And yeah.
I'm surprised. You would think that in Texas that would be like the land of pulling into an intersection. It's like, yeah, I'm a rebel. But yeah, you have to do that in California. My theory is if you're sitting there and you're seeing the cars turning ahead of you, if there is a gap between car one and car two, or car two and car three, a gap that's big enough for another car in the opposite direction to just come through, that means you're doing it wrong. It should be like a wall of cars streaming that left turn on a protected arrow.
Yeah. Okay, so back to not driving through green arrows. They're still at this fucking bench that I'm still mad at. The greatest act of courage is to choose love. Choose condoms. Okay, bench? So Kristen's like, that bench is cool as hell. And they start talking about lunch with Jax. And she's like, oh my God, Jax was so sweet to me. It's like crazy. I mean, surely he just wants to be friends now.
No, he's about to fuck with you. He was calming you down so he can fuck with you again.
Yeah. Well, but poor Kristen. I mean, the highlight of her week is that she saw a bench. So, you know, her standards are low.
She's like, I just read a book on a bench.
Is this bench available on Audible? So so Luke is like, why is everyone questioning things? Because, well, I just think he doesn't think I'm taking getting pregnant seriously. And like the only thing I can guess is like my own body, because like I just can't get like knocked up every day of the week. Okay, like it might be difficult, and I don't want to keep talking about it. I'm just gonna like keep talking about it. Okay, so I'm just gonna not put it out there in the universe that I am 40 years old. Because by the way, I'm 40.
I've come to the valley to die. 40. I'm 5 years past geriatric pregnancy. It's fucked up.
And 15 years after like, geriatric sir waitressing. So, I mean, it's really, it's really tough.
Don't worry. Now you're into geriatric motherhood. It's going to be great. But also, this is Bravo. This is the land of people having babies well into their 50s. You're going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. I would say you have the money to deal with it, but you don't. But you know what? It's okay. You can still maybe trade. Just do like, hey, if someone gives me their eggs, I will take them to work for a week. You know
there's a wonderful movie called Raising Arizona. She can get inspiration from that. Just steal a baby.
Didn't they steal a baby from the store?
Yes.
They stole a baby from a convenience store they were robbing. So there's always that option. So Kristen's, Kristen's like, what if I can't have a baby? And Luke's like, listen, you're just spreading doubt right now.
And she goes, yeah, you're right. I mean, this is all that matters. Me, you, this dog, and that pile of what we both know is horse shit. So if my friends have doubts, I don't really give a fuck. I'm sorry you couldn't get a tattoo at Janet's party, okay? Because it was really fun. We all got a tattoo. I'm never going to forget it. Jax picked mine. What I think it's a tramp stamp. What does it say?
You're going to die alone and childless.
Damn it, Jax!
I told him to write down the thing on the bench I saw last week. That's what it said.
Really?
Oh. So she tells a story about how Jesse tweaked her nipple. And Luke is really not happy about that at all. And he's like, there's like so much wrong with that. And she's like, yeah, but like, now I feel like the dick because I did it to him. And he's like, yeah, but it's not the same at all. And Luke is like, you know, this is like, you don't know where the line is with a person like that. If she had slapped him, would he have slapped her back? Probably he would have. Yeah, I would say yes.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, they're like, no. Everybody's like, no, of course he wouldn't. I'll bet he fucking would.
He would.
Yeah.
He would.
He would too.
So he's mad.
he's boiling.
And we see a different side of Luke. I mean, I just thought Luke was going to be very, very passive and stuff. And he's very red-faced. Luke gets a lot of red-faced anger in this episode.
He was angry in a way that wasn't didn't feel toxic, which I thought was refreshing. At least not yet. It was like justified anger with that, but also controlled. It was nice.
I didn't love it. I'm going to be honest. And here's why. I think it was justified. I love the anger with Jesse. I mean, Jesse's a fucking loser, you know, so go for Jesse. But I worry when I see anger in people. I didn't like the style of anger. I thought it was like an enraged, red-faced anger, which I don't like, because that's going to turn on Kristen one day. You know, I love to mock Kristen, but I love Kristen. Like, I don't want to see her in a bad situation. Yeah. And I don't love it. Like, right now it's pointed in a way that she likes it. She likes it pointed in that direction, but I don't know.
It didn't read to me as like anger like that, but you never know. You never know. To me, it read like just like righteous anger. Like, I can't believe you did that. Like,
I hate righteous anger.
No, righteous in like, but like in a good use of righteous, in the sense of like.
I think righteous anger is in general a good thing. It just, I don't know. I don't know why I'm arguing about it. I just got a sense that I didn't like. I don't know what it is. I just got a sense of it. I didn't like it.
You don't like it.
Also, I think it's his shirt that he wears later is terrible. Like, I know you guys are in the valley and this is all fun and games for you, but sir, that shirt is terrible. That pattern, I don't know what it was. Was it a windmill? Was it big white windmill smudges on a blue shirt, like a blue bowling shirt?
What I don't remember the hell? What it looked like. I guess the thing is, if I compare it to someone like Mike Shuhead, who is like a righteous anger, but it's like bullshit and it's just to make him someone like Mike gets angry in a way to really, he's not, I feel like it's an insincere anger. It's an anger to make himself look better. I don't like that. But here it looked like this guy was genuinely pissed that someone did this to his girlfriend and he really wanted to.
The reason for the anger I'm behind. Yeah, I like the reason for the anger. I just didn't like the type of anger. I don't know how to explain it. Okay, well, we'll just leave that for now because who knows what's going to happen. Hopefully nothing terrible.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Okay, so then a song, This Is How You Make Me Feel, This Is How You Make Me Feel. And guess what? It's a child running around screaming and crying and throwing things and throwing a temper tantrum. So... Yeah. And dogs barking. It's fucking chaos. And that is how this show makes me feel. And I think that's the point of it.
This was a scene that basically was exactly what we knew would happen the moment that Brittany and Jax got married and then decided to have a baby. Basically, their child, Cruz, is running around screaming and crying. And Brittany and her mom are scampering around this house trying to find Cruz. And Jax is just sitting there on the sofa, not helping, not being helpful, rolling his eyes and like putting his head in his hands while his mother-in-law is running urgently to see why their child is bawling at the top of their lungs. So, and then on top of that, you know that it's a combination of things that like, well, this kid sounds like he's could be really hurt. And of course, Jax isn't even helping. But then at the same time, you also know this kid probably also cries like that all the time. And Jax is shaking his head. Because the kid does this because he knows that Brittany is always like, oh, crazy, what's wrong with you, crazy? I'm here to help, crazy. So it's chicken and the egg.
Sherry's running around for him, and Brittany's like, is he stuck? And Sherry's like, he got under the couch. I mean, I was looking for that white hat I use on my lips, and maybe he's trying to help me. I don't know, it's just my fault.
I'll just have to use one of those glitter Sharpies.
So then over at Jason and Janet's house, Janet's like, hey, Jason, could you have a seat for a second? We're having a meeting, okay? Now, listen, Brittany has a shop she wants to show me. It, like, has cribs in it and nursery items. I'm so uncomfortable having a baby. So we need to get this all done before the baby's here. And he's like, yeah, I don't understand why everybody's like, when the baby's here, you don't have time to do anything. I mean, babies sleep. So, like, why don't you just wait until the baby sleeps and then do stuff? Duh.
I can't believe it's been like millions of years and we just like finally figured it out.
God, can I tell you? Yeah, thankfully Jason has it all figured out now. Janet is going to divorce Jason. We know that, right? Janet is not staying with this fucking guy. I'm telling you that right now. He seems very nice, but who thinks like this? Sir, get your divorce lawyer friends ready because you're going to need
They're all going to get divorced. Let's be honest. Not a single one. Not a single one of these couples is going to make it. Just putting that right there.
I don't believe in marriage, but I do believe in divorce. can't wait. Can't wait to see it.
I don't know much about marriage, but I do know something about the valley, and it kills all dreams. Okay.
It's a dream killer.
And marriage is a dream for a lot of people. So just putting it out there.
So now is say hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, give them what they want. Say hey yo, yeah, give them what they want. Which is a self-defense class. With the
I'm
ladies.
Just glad they didn't show us Jax and Brittany because that's not what we wanted. Yeah, it's the girls. The girls are doing like self-defense. They're doing jiu-jitsu. And Nia tells us, she's like, I started Taekwondo when I was 8 and achieved all the way to my fourth degree black belt when, I was competing for Miss Universe. Donald Trump brought in his creepy old rich friends to watch us rehearse. And one of them grabbed me by the waist, so I twisted his hand around. And I was like, don't ever touch me again. I'm a black belt.
That was the least Taekwondo-y story I've ever heard in my life. Could you have kicked him in the face? I need more. You know, throw him over the car. Like, I need more. So the girls sit and talk, and how much Michelle's talking about how much Jesse sucks, and Kristen is telling us that she's always been there for Michelle, and they've all been there for her pre-Luke. You know, they knew Kristen when she was still a mess before Luke. Not this improved Kristen that's not a mess at all anymore because she has Luke.
Yeah. Pre-Luke sounds a lot like puke, by the way. So Kristen is like, you know, my stuff is like, I don't know. My stuff is live. Like, the pregnancy talk is pressure. I don't know why the guys are like chiming in. Like, I had lunch with Jax and I was literally like, I want your love and support. And like, that's it. And Nia's like,
yeah, it would be different if he actually took the time to get to know Luke. Cause Luke is like an absolutely amazing quality human being.
And then we see a clip of what she means. And it's at the pool party. And the girls are sitting around talking to Luke. And they're like, Luke, if you have any questions about being pregnant, just come to us. And he's like, you know what? Whenever it happens, it's going to happen because that's just what happens. And so, like, until then, we just get to practice, right? And like, oh, my God, we're a supportive guy.
So who doesn't love practicing, right? So Michelle's like, by the way, I think that, like, Jesse's playing hockey with Jax, and he learned to walk by playing hockey. That's why he's so aggressive and missing so many teeth. Oh, that's not supposed to say that part.
Mm. Then we cut to the hockey ring where Jesse, Jax, and Jason are playing hockey. And of course, Jax sucks at playing hockey.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Of course he does. Like, we all figured he did, right?
But of course he sucks.
You did?
I thought Jax would be good at hockey. I kind of felt like he played hockey as a high schooler or something. And he talks about hockey so much. I just assumed he was good at it, but he was terrible.
Well, that's why, of course, he's going to be terrible. Because he's made up this whole persona that he's this hockey aficionado. Or, you know, this hockey pro, and he sucks. So Jason is there in a very fitting 00 jersey, which I liked, and he's like, I work out but I don't play hockey. And then they show a scene, they show him taking off his shirt and play porn music, you know.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
And so Jax is winded and can't take anymore, and Jesse's like, yeah, Jax, yeah, skating's not amazing, stick handling not great, kind of shitty, but A for effort. I mean, he did get here. He did show up.
Yeah.
To the ring. So.
This is more than he ever did trying to actually get that hockey social media job. So they sit down after like 4 minutes of playing hockey. And then Jason's like, hey, guys, thanks for inviting me. Jack's like, yeah, I'm terrible. I haven't played in 3 years. But, you know, once you have a baby, your fun activities are gone. Am I right? Oh, man, babies are the worst. I feel bad for anyone who's about to have a baby. Oh, sorry, Jason. You're right there.
And Jax is like, I just love Jason because, like, Jason's like a lawyer. I call it like lawyering, the stuff he does. It's not hilarious. But, like, you know, like if you say something, then he's like, hey, no, he's a lawyer. So he's like, you got to see it from this angle too, though. Right. And I'm like, shut up, lawyer. Stop lawyering.
Literally, Jax's first scene of the episode was him telling Kristen, you got to see it from this angle. Literally.
So he's like, yeah, I miss my youth sometimes. We know, Jax. We can see your comb over. Okay. So much comb over happening. It's got to hurt to have that much hair to comb over. It's like, how do I have so much hair here, but none here?
He goes, let me ask you this. So I had a lunch with Kristen, and she told me She told me, Jesse, she gave you a nipple twister and you did it back to her. And he's like, he's like, did you do that? He's like, I don't remember that. Like, that doesn't seem like my style. My style is more like making a caustic remark that haunts you for about 3 weeks.
Yeah. And Jason's like, yeah, I mean, allegedly she did it first, but I think a woman's nipple is kind of an elevated position to a man's nipple. So, which, thank God, for one voice of reason. And yes. So Jack's like, yeah, so I don't know, like, was she making it up? Like, was it not real? I mean, were you drinking? You know, I like the first two options better, you know? The ones I usually go with, the woman's just crazy and lying, so.
Yeah. And he goes, you know, and I know what I did was wrong, but that what I did was more of like a bro on bro kind of thing, you know? And so now they're talking about the, you know, how he pantsed Danny.
By the way, we didn't mention last week, I guess it was Brock who told him to pants Danny. I don't remember seeing that part, but that's what they're telling us in the comments. Wow. So
can't Brock believe the man too, who shocked. Brought Oisin into our world would have
the
had
man
that
who
influence.
Brought what?
Oisin.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, that pack of Brock friends, they seem like a super classy group of people. Just watch Southern Hospitality to get a little taste of that.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, I think that Jack says, yeah, I think Danny needs like a night out. Like, I could buy him a couple of beers. And how about this? Okay, guys' night. What if I invited Kristen's ex to guys' night and then him and Luke could have a powwow?
I mean, this guy's like, such an idiot. No? He's such an asshole. And Jesse's like, you're a child for even thinking about that. Okay. And what if Luke leaves there and he's like, well, I don't want to be in a relationship with Kristen anymore. I'm leaving. So good luck in your next baby search. And Jax is just smiling like, yeah, duh. What do you think I'm doing this for?
He's like, yeah, you're right. So I'm still going to do it. Because, you know, if someone did that to Jax, he would not take kindly to it. But he's such a piece of shit. And he does this shit. I mean, forget how much he did this on Vanderpump Rules all the time. Wow, this guy's so toxic.
He is so bad. And it's like a tit for tat kind of thing where he's always getting revenge. Like, oh, you guys called me out on this thing, so I'm going to call you out on this thing. And like, he'll build all this stuff up to like try and ruin your life. But what is he getting back at her for? Like, he's coming at her so hard.
Genuinely happy now. Like, and he's in a marriage that he can't stand with a child that he doesn't want to deal with. So he destroys people's happiness around him. That's always what he has done. When someone is thriving, he will do something to ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah. Classy Jax. So Jesse's like, yeah, Jax has always been like this. I've known him the longest and he's a piece of shit. I love him. He is so fucking mad. I love a jock. I love a good jock.
Yeah. I don't know why people are, I don't know if you've, no, I don't understand when they're like, oh yeah, he's just always been like this. Why are you friends with him? Why are you friends with this person?
Yeah. So the next song is There's a Burning Flame Creeping Through My Veins. Yeah, I'm on fire. Are we just doing heroin songs now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And then that leads into a baby store shopping.
Exactly. Scene. And this is where Brittany's newfound frown face was really on display because she was like scowling this entire scene, but trying to be like cheery at the same time. So it's baby store shopping with Jasmine and Janet. And Jasmine's like, this group, we're like family. You know, Zach's my bestie. We used to live in the same apartment building and we had like a Melrose Place thing going on. But now we're like in the Valley and they have like this adult hat on. But I feel like you can still be an adult and live in West Hollywood, right? Like Michelle and Jesse do it. And then we cut to the Michelle and Jesse adulting, but not in the Valley.
Yeah. And they're like fighting about champagne in the morning.
I like, by the way, I have to say Brittany and Zach being wedged onto the show is hilarious because they're like, okay, we have just like, let's like take these two people from clearly a different show concept about a bunch of people living in an apartment building together and just let's add them to this show about couples. Why not?
Yeah. And I like that Jasmine is so clearly a restaurant worker forever because she says things like, we're just a family here. Because that's like so restaurant to say.
Oh my God, guys, we're just a family of happy apples and Applebee's. Don't be a bad apple. Don't be a bad apple, Ronnie.
Okay, so Brittany comes over just how she is. She's like, oh my God, hi. You were so pregnant. You look so beautiful. I just want to grab that tummy every time I'm around. Give me that tummy.
Give it to me. Don't make me chase that tummy. I'm going to chase it. I'm going to chase it. Just kidding. It wasn't running. It was right here the whole time. Gotta love tummies.
Jana says, I told Jason you can take this some of the time. Ha. But he goes, boys, being pregnant. Yeah, so you need to have a total. Okay, you know what? Boys being pregnant. Have you ever seen that movie, Junior? Oh, I wish. Funniest movie I ever saw in my life. Though, by the way, I just saw it yesterday for the first time. I was like, howdy, 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 Jax. This is a funny movie. Jax, watch these. Arnold Schwarzenegger's pregnant. They can do that now, Jax.
Can you imagine boys being pregnant? That's crazy. What kind of bottles are they gonna give them? Beer? How do you put that beer down, Chris?
How they even get a nurse? It doesn't even make sense. That's why it's so funny.
Okay, you're gonna need a lot of baby things. You're gonna need a changing table, bottle. You're gonna need some tummy time stuff. And Janet's like, I hate babies.
Oh, look here, my mom's for sale, because you're going to need a Sherry to help run after your child when he gets crawling under a couch.
You're going to need someone to listen, lift couches. That's what you're going to need.
So Janet's like, babies are stupid. I don't want fucking babies. Never thought I would have to do this. And then she goes, what is this on this little fake baby? What is this, a straitjacket on a baby? Stupid. Is this even real or is it like a joke? Are they saying like, put babies in straitjackets? And she goes, and Brittany's like, that's called a swaddle. It's like a waddle, but waddles are things you get taken off the bottom of your chin to make you frown. Am I frowning right now? I'm really smiling. Just kidding, I'm really frowning. Oh, I kind of miss my waddle. Is that weird?
Can I put this swaddle on Jason's face? Just asking.
You know, my waddle got so big, I swaddled my baby in my waddle. It's like a rhyme on my face.
Oh, that's darn near the funniest thing I ever saw.
So
are you all decided for girls' night? We're going to watch Hope Floats, but we're going to watch it for syncing it up with Pink Floyd. Apparently, when you do it like that, it really matches. When Harry Connick Jr. leaves, it's like they're singing about the moon.
There's nothing like taking shots while Harry Connick Jr. drives away from that screaming little girl. I love to laugh and cry at the same time. Laugh crying. It's a new waddle swaddle.
I'm so happy. Hey, yeah, 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 boy.
So Janet's like, yeah, I need like a swaddle for Jason when he tries to get frisky because he'll get me pregnant again. Fucking stupid babies. I hate babies.
So Brittany's like, no, I just love Jesse and Michelle's new house. It's like right by Chateau Marmont. It's like very bougie. Aside from Lisa Vanderpump, Jesse, the most bougie, best bougiest person I ever known. Okay, he's from Boston though, so I don't know why he's so bougie. It's so weird. What is Boston anyway? Do they serve tea there? I heard they have a bunch of tea parties. It's so weird.
I mean, it's just a place that serves chicken and mac and cheese. I don't know what's so bougie about that.
Apparently their seafood there is legal. I don't know. I don't understand it at all. You can only wear socks that are red.
It's weird. That Brittany also thinks it's so bougie just because it's by a place with a fancy name.
Yeah, it's by the Chateau Marmont.
They drink Perrier's.
Perrier?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like, well, knees fresh from having babies, and Asher ain't even two. I can only imagine how overwhelming that must be. And then we see a clip of Nia like, oh, they showed his penis to everybody. His penis.
Daniel's penis.
So, what's her face is like?
They're going to have a girls' night for her, basically, yeah, to cheer her up. And Brittany's like, she needs it, baby maker. I love babies. You know what? I can't wait till Nia gets pregnant again in the next 5 minutes so I can say, give me that bump. Give me that bump.
I won't touch your bump. I just can't help touching the bump. Bump.
Only person that loves bumps more than me is Jax.
So they're like, do you have a theme for the baby's room? And Janet's like, no, I don't want a theme. I hate babies.
Baby stuff is the worst. I feel bad for people who are obsessed with babies. Oh, sorry, Brittany. You're right here.
That's okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So now we go to Danny and Nia's condo. And Nia's like,
I'm sorry, this looks like bloody hell. You all have fun with your kids. I'm not telling you don't have them. I respect you. You do your thing. This looks like the seventh circle of hell. One kid running around screaming and crying, banging on things. The other one you're holding in your arms while the other one's in the dad's arms. And you're just like, how do I make enough milk to keep going? Stop. Just fucking stop. That's how you do it. Go to the fucking 7-Eleven and buy some of that shit that's in cans and tell your baby to shut the fuck up. My God.
Can't you like serve them like 7-Up or something? I don't know. So she's like, okay, let's knock for Dada. Come on, Asher. Daniel, get over here. Daniel. So it's like, how did you meet Nia? And Danny says he went to a party and he saw her, but she was with someone. But then he was like working at a church and then she came in and he's like, oh my God, like, thank God she walked in because she was like the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen in his life.
And this couple, of course, has the most romantic story, like last week. I like him because he's hot and that's important to me. And then this week, how did you guys decide to get married? She was really hot.
Yeah.
Also, she went to my church, so that was a bonus. It's like a hot person at my same church, so that was great.
Yeah, sexy, hot, and
you gorgeous. Guys have a long life ahead of you. I see it. I see it already. 50-year anniversary, babe. Remember that time you were hot? Yeah, babe, you were so hot that time too. She's pregnant still. It's like, Jesus Christ, how many do you need?
So
throw me that bump. Give me that bump. Sorry, I'm living in there 50 years.
So then Nia's talking about what she's been doing since winning Miss USA. She's basically been doing a lot of international pageant coaching.
Super pageant important coaching. Things. She's giving super important things to the world.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah. So then she's got to be gone to coach, presumably. And Danny's like, but what about the milk? And she's like, oh my God, I've been trying so hard. I'm drinking so much water and I'm just milking all the time. I'm eating all the right foods. I'm milking as much as I fucking can. He's like, well, we need more than this. Like, this isn't enough milk. She's like, please don't use the zombie voice while we're talking about my breasts. Please.
That's not going to make me lactate. So then they start talking about Jax and the whole pantsing issue. And she's like, oh my God, it's so annoying and frustrating. Like, why? And he's like, yeah, like, what was his intention with that? I mean, like, deflecting, he doesn't need to be adding to what I'm dealing with. And so it turns out it sounds like she has some postpartum. You know, she's saying, she talked about hormones and emotions, and sometimes it just feels like a lot. And she wonders, this is my new normal? She's like obviously grappling with emotional stuff right now. And so she just, the last thing she wanted to deal with was Jax and his stupid pantsing prank.
And she's like, and Brittany just makes excuses for him. And then we get a clip of Brittany being like, I don't even think he realized those were pants. I think he thought he saw a big stalk of corn. He was just trying to shuck it. So we all had something to eat. It's just Jax. He just wants to feed people at his party.
He wants to provide. He's a provider.
I'm glad, by the way, I'm really glad that Nia acknowledged that Brittany was making just a shit ton of excuses for Jax because it was hideous. We all saw it. And I felt like no one even commented on it.
Yeah. Okay, so next we go to Jesse and Michelle's, and she's unpacking a ton of to-go food at their bougie house by the Chateau Marmont. And he's like, what are you doing unpacking all that food? And she's like, well, maybe I should have just left it in a bag and waited for them to come. And he's like, no, they're going to be here in 30 minutes and you're just doing your food now? Gross.
She's like, well, I was with the baby. Oh, and by the way, Janet and Jason aren't feeling well, so they're not coming. He's like, yeah, that sucks that Jason can't come. I want to make fun of him about his roller hockey and getting smoked. It's like, you're just boring even in the things you want to make fun of.
Yeah. So now we're at the alternate title for this show, Two-Bit Circus.
No, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Two-Bit Circus.
Yep. So Luke, did he tell the bartender, hi, dear, can I have a whiskey on the rocks? Or is he saying, hey there?
I think
he's saying, why is he talking?
I don't remember,
that?
But I'm assuming he said hi there, not hi, dear.
I'm assuming too, but I rewound it a couple of times and I could have sworn I heard hi, dear. I'm not really sure, but.
Well, do you want to get embroiled in another Pomeranian week
That's
long.
Why I'm asking. That's why I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm just asking.
I believe.
It's a question.
As someone who did not take any mental note of it, I'm just going to assume he said hi there. And it may have sounded like hi, dear.
Well, as someone who's called dear a lot while they're bartending, I heard hi, dear.
Hi, dear. So Jax shows up and everything. Sup, dude? This is like cute. This is cute, dude. It's like an adult arcade. Yeah, it's really cool. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool, man. And Luke's like, yeah, badass. He's like, yeah, I don't know why Kristen makes us hang out with her boyfriend. I feel like a kid. Like, oh, Joey's mom said I have to hang out with you, so I'm going to hang out with you. So anyway, yeah. Huh. So they have this awkward, they're just like hanging out and it's like very awkward.
It's like, how's your week? How's your week? And they clearly hate each other and have nothing to say to each other. And so then Danny comes in and Jax is like, Danny's here. You got a belt on this time? Just kidding, bro. Just can we let this go? Can we let this go? Can we drop it? No pun intended.
So he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm never one to hold a grudge. And he has a good heart and a good soul. And I think Nia took that more seriously than I thought it was. I mean, I haven't, you know, I've been pants a million times, just not since junior high.
So Jax is like, okay, you know, listen, Luke, I invited you to boys' night because, you know, I guess we have to get to know you or whatever. Like, apparently you have a last name, which is fucking weird. I mean, so you were like the sheriff, Kristen's boyfriends, you know, like Sam, whatever your name is. And he's like, it's Luke. And I'm glad you invited me because I need to have a conversation with somebody. And Jax is like, I think I know what this is about. What is this, titty twisting? I mean, who even knows if that's real? It's like the moon landing. You know what I mean?
So then he's like, Kristen. He's like, yeah. And Jack's like, yeah. Yeah, so yes, Jesse was inappropriate with Kristen. And he's like, yeah, what the fuck, man? It's like disrespectful to me. It's not cool. And then in walks Jesse.
Dun, dun, dun. So he goes to the bar. Luke's stressing because he has to talk. And he's like, he crossed the line. I'm going to deal with this. So he goes to the bar. He's in the worst shirt I've ever seen. And this is what I'm saying. This was the shirt I'm talking about. It's hard for me to be on his side, even though he's 500% correct in this situation. It's hard for me. I'm like, maybe Jesse didn't pinch Kristen's nipple. Even though I saw it happen on TV, it's hard for me to be on that side because of the shirt.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
Fashion can really sway an opinion, you know?
Yeah.
So Jesse's like, yeah, it looks like, so, what are you getting? He's like, yeah, I'm getting a Skinny Marg and a Class Azul. You want some? He's like, no, I'm gonna have some whiskey. Yeah. So by the way, I found out something on Saturday. So, you grab Kristen's boob. He's like, so I'll be completely honest with you. I don't remember her touching me or grabbing my nipple, and I don't remember grabbing hers. So I'm not saying it's a lie, but I'm going to say that maybe your girlfriend is an untruthful, obnoxious person who doesn't understand reality. It's like, no, whoa, 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 Jesse.
He's like, your girlfriend is COVID. Fake.
Luke's like, well, there's no question about whether or not it didn't happen, because it definitely happened.
And he's like, well, there's a question for me, you know, so, and he goes, well, there's no question for me. And she's the person who got grabbed. So, and he's like, okay, look, bro, I'm not this kind of person. I'm not going to sit here and fight with you because I'm an adult, okay? So I'm not arguing that it didn't happen. And he goes, okay, then stop saying it didn't happen if it happened, because that is basically art. Jesse's such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're so drunk that you can't remember and you're black, then you're a blackout drunk and you need to stop. And that was a child's birthday party.
Like, if you're grabbing, if you're twisting a woman's nipple while... If you get drunk enough that you don't remember what happened, and you, when you get very drunk, you twist a woman's nipple, that's not a good place to be in your life. So right. Luke is basically saying, like, just stop saying if it happened. Just, like, own up to it, okay? You owe Kristen an apology. You owe me an apology, and then Kristen after this. He goes, like, no, 100%. You know, if it was playful and I grabbed her someplace I shouldn't have, I apologize.
Jackass.
Yeah.
So the producer asked Jesse if he's threatened by Luke, and Jesse's like... That's like asking a panther they're afraid of a kitten.
Well, sir, you are no panther. You are no panther.
Okay, so Luke's like, okay, you apologize. Now you just apologize to Kristen, and we're good, bro. It's like, oh, great. I'm good with Luke. So then Jax and Danny are having their conversation, and they're talking about being pantsed and stuff like that. And so Jax is like, okay, so, you know, Kristen had this ex-boyfriend who I'm so close with. Of course, you don't know him, which is why, yeah, I'm telling you who he exactly is right now, when I have him at every guy's night, apparently. Okay, but, you know, she has this boyfriend named Alex, and you've met him before. He's a nice guy, right? He's always at guy's night every time.
Yeah.
This guy's like, so I invited him. Such a fucking liar. Also, did they cast Alex on this show just for mess?
Gotta be. gotta be. He's like, so I invited Alex. And Danny's like, you did what? He's like, yeah, it's not a bad thing. We're guys. I get along with my exes. Like Stassi. Like Stassi barely tolerates Jax.
So well, I think he went on tour actually with Stassi
did
for
he?
A while.
Oh,
yes. Geez. He was on bus with her going on her tour or something. I think they got in a fight, but yeah, ask Laura Lee. Let's get Laura Lee over here to Girls' Night. See how exactly. That turns out.
So Danny's like, I know you are. I know you do, but that's how it works, whatever for you. And Jack's like, but Alex is nice and Luke is nice. They're nice people. They're going to get along. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Danny's like, no, I'm not friends with any of Nia's exes. And she's not friends with any of my exes. And that is how you protect a relationship.
Yes. So then, let's see. So he's like, oh, God, what did I do? Okay. So then Jax is like, Kristen slept with pretty much everyone I know, though, so including me. So, like, if I couldn't hang out with her exes, like, there would be no one to hang out with.
So now we go over to Michelle's. People are showing up. Zach shows up. He's like, okay, between guys' night and girls' night, like, obviously my friends are the girls, but the qualifier is having a vagina, because I'm, like, a platinum gay, because, like, I've never been in or out of a vagina. I was a C-section.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the fanciest China. My fanciest glass is a solo cup. This is hilarious. You guys are filming this, right? Are you getting all this? It's hilarious.
Listen, I've waited like 4 years for this, so this material is ready.
Who told Brittany that having a ponytail that looks like a cat toy is a good idea? This is her new thing. Just wearing balled up, like B-A-L-L-E-D, hair, where she has a ponytail, but each little section, it's like sections of ponytail, and each one has a ball in it. So gross. And this is actually a clean one, but last week it really looked like dust bunnies all clobbered together on her head. Stop. I don't know who told you that was cute. It's not. Stop doing it.
So Kristen shows up, and she can't figure out how to open up the door. She's like, why is it locked? Caca. Oh. Knock, knock, knock. Michelle, it's locked. So she's just like working at it. And then she just had to like, what, just push it or use the wrong
door? I think it's like she was using the wrong doorknob. Which is typical in those old houses because they're like, don't change the door. Just put a new doorknob on it.
Well, I was the one just earlier today. I went to Duane Reade and I stood in front of the door. It said automatic door. And I just stood. It just was closed. And I was like, do I have to push it? And I was sitting there like pushing the automatic door. Wouldn't open. And like it just wouldn't, nothing would happen. And I looked to the left and the one next to me was wide open. And I was like, oh, okay, I am now Kristen.
I just Kristened out.
I Kristened out at Duane Reade.
Okay, so Brittany comes in. She's like, Nia, you look incredible. You're just so gorgeous. Let me touch that bump. I love that she tells her, you're so gorgeous. You have no idea. She's Miss USA. I think she knows.
Yeah, she knows. She knows.
How many times do you have to tell her? You know,
so they're doing shots and everything. And Michelle's like, oh, my God. I was like, is this enough tequila? And now look at us. Ha ha. Everybody's like, this is a girl's night out, but it's also a mom's night out. Rawr, except for you, Christine. Sorry.
Hey, we're all moms before 40. Cheers.
So, Mia's like, oh, yeah, I finally get to get out of my house and celebrate with the girls. And she's like, celebrate. Cheers to Nia for being so pretty. Ain't she pretty?
She's pretty. I want to rub her bump.
She's so pretty.
Hey, let's pull down her pants.
Just kidding.
Brittany, why are you rubbing the wall? Because I think it's pregnant. I love the bump on this wall.
Brittany, please put down the taco.
What's so bumpy?
Hey, so she sits down with Nia and she's like, hey, I'm just like, I'm so sorry because last time I saw you was like, you was a train wreck. And like, the last thing Jax would ever want to do is make you cry. Never a pretty girl that make you cry. I'd never want that. He was so sad. He like, yeah, he was crying. He didn't mean nothing by it. You know, boys.
I mean, Jax has grown up in so many ways. I mean, he's lost hair. He's gained hair on his back, but he's still painting boys. Boys will be boys, am I right?
You know, boys, I do the stupidest thing sometimes. Just have to laugh, you know, because it's funny if you really think about it, you know. But, like, he didn't mean nothing by it. He ain't know me no harm.
So then the next song is, I can't go back any longer, and I can't live in the future. I gotta be here, right now. And it's Danny going, then it goes to Danny going, how are there no pickleball places in the valley? Like, yeah, guys, live in the present.
Another pro for the valley on the pro column. No pickleball places. By the way, these lyrics. I can't go back any longer, and I can't live in the future. That really does describe this crew. Like, they miss their youth, but they're incapable of having any sort of foresight about what the future will bring.
Yeah. So the guys are doing shots and Danny's just going 3-2, baby, 3-2.
So
congratulations. Jax, you've splooged a lot. Yeah. The fuck do you want? A prize? Stop saying that.
Yeah. It's like saying like, hey, guess what? I just got my third flat tire cause I drive over glass. Congrats, you did something terrible for yourself. So
he's like, lots of consequences another 2 years, guys.
So Jax pulls Luke aside and he's like, hey, you know what? Like, I love this kumbaya moment. Okay, let's have like a chat, Luke. Okay, all right. So I have great motivation on this. And I know I want you to be part of this group, you know? So I'm trying to think of a way that we can all be, you know, we can all be like, hey, like we're all going to hang out. Like, we don't want to be like, who's coming tonight? Who's going to come? Like, who could be like, I'm not inviting this person because of that person, you know? Cause we're just going to be a bunch of my friends, like a bunch of guys, you know, just like guys hanging out with guys, having no drama with other guys, you know? So you're reasonable. So you get along with anyone, right? Right? Right?
That's why I'm inviting Alex. And he's like, what? He's like, what's the point, dude? Why would I try to get along with my girlfriend's ex, dude? What's the point, bro? What is it? He starts getting all worked up. And he's like, Kristen has told me that her ex triggers her. And Jax knows that. Jax knows it. So he's trying to make her freak out. I don't think friends would do this to friends. So Jax is like, yeah, you know, I just thought there was a world where, you know, you guys could laugh it off, you know?
He's like, I'm not going to be okay with a guy like that, dude. I'm not okay with that. He goes, well, I invited him here. He's like, why would you give this guy a chance? Why would I want to be friends with the ex of my girlfriend? I have her 100%. I have her back 100%.
Luke plays right into his hands and has, like, just gets so snitty. I think it's so funny. And rightfully so, right? I mean, obviously, this is just a check. But yeah. I love watching him just lose his shit. Like, he's like, how could Kristen even hang around these people? What the fuck am I doing here? I think by Kristen having him hang around her friends is going to make him want to run for the hills, don't you? I think it's a bad move on Kristen's part.
Yeah, actually, like, the thing that would have been the worst for Jax would be if Luke and Alex actually got along. Jax would hate that. He wants Luke to run away, right? So anyway, this is just so, it's so disrespectful. So Alex shows up. He looks, I mean, Alex is so someone we've seen in so many clubs in LA, just like this tall, disgusting guy in a hat. Just the worst.
He's gross, yeah. So the girl, back to the girls' party, Brittany's like, Nayo, you getting drunk? And she's like, well, I'm getting a buzz, but I do have to nurse my babies all night long. Oh, God, I wish Danny was here to say 3-2, but he's not. He's very handsome. I miss his handsomeness.
Oh, he is handsome. Obviously, you're nursing. Oh, do you have any bumps I can just, like, caress?
And Michelle's like, so, by the way, has anyone heard from her husband since? Because, I checked my phone and I haven't heard anything. Oh, wait, no, there was one text that says, still hate you. That's Jesse's way of playing. Ha, 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 ha.
I wish I knew how playful he was before we got married. And Brittany's like, well, Kristen, I have some stuff to tell you because I don't want you freaking out when you hear stuff later, okay? Now, I think Alex is going to be there tonight. He's going to be at circus. He's going to be at two-bit circus. What do you think of that, Kristen? And she's like, are you fucking kidding? And Kristen's like shoulder in her head. Like she's in a very... It's like she's in a wagon coming over the Oregon Trail back in the day. She's very like
with one wheel constantly hitting the stones. Like one wheel is on a perfectly nice patch of grass, but there's like stones on the side that the wheel keeps on hitting.
But one of the horses took an Adderall. It's just like
There's some broken spokes. So Kristen's like, are you kidding me? She's like, it's gonna be fine. Kristen's like, come the fuck on, Brittany. I don't want my ex-boyfriends around me or my family. Why is that so fucking hard to understand?
And then Brittany really starts turning. It's like, whoa, what I'm trying to tell you, they won't even hang out.
It's like, Alex and I started dating when I was still on Vanderpump. And months later, when everything like crashed and burned, he belittled me and he made me feel small. Like he used to say things like, are you ever going to pay rent?
I mean,
he treated me like I was a has-been reality star. Mainly because I was a has-been reality star at that moment. And, you know, it's just not, like, not something you want to hear from your boyfriend. Oh, God.
And she's like, and now he's coming around my friends. And she goes, well, Alex has been friends with Jax for a long time, Christine. And she goes, why are you acting like he's friends? Why is everybody saying that he's not friends with us? What are you talking about? She goes, he is, though.
Zach is like, oh, there is no, like, who is messier? Like, Kristen and Jax are, like, tied for, like, messiest, like, always. But it's, like, only because they, like, love each other.
And he is so the neighbor. He's making the faces like the neighbor from Bewitched. He's always spying on them and, like, is she a witch? Like, he's just making all these faces to the camera, like, Very subtle, Zach. I love your subtle acting over there. So he's like,
I would say that they have this, like, brother and relationship, this brother and sister relationship, but, like, I think it's illegal to, like, have sex if you're a brother and sister, so I shouldn't say that. Surely no one else has made that joke.
Not even Jax on the first episode.
10 times.
So none of you guys have been with him. None of you guys have dated Alex. And Brittany's like, yeah, but I was there when you broke up, okay? I was there for every second for you. And Dak is like, I have never wanted to be at a guy's night more in my life.
And Kristen's like, I don't want that guy near me. And Brittany's like, well, we would never have Alex had to play St. Christine was I, but this is just Luke. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, boys will be boys. She needs to calm down a little bit and, like, take it for what it is and just breathe. I mean, I love bumps.
So does that mean that Brittany would be, like, chill if Michelle had invited Faith over? Just wondering.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
So, Brittany's
all chill until it's her.
Yeah. So Brittany's like, I'm just trying to be a good friend to you and let you know that he's going to be there tonight. And
although Kristen probably wouldn't be inviting Faith over either. Sorry, I'm stuck on the Faith. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Carry on.
No, Kristen definitely would not be. So Zach is like, well, he should not be there tonight. That is, like, really fucked up. And Brittany's like, or maybe Luke shouldn't be there because they're actually friends, okay? Because he's not friends with him, but they're friends with Alex. Have it there.
Like, and okay. This is where Brittany shows her ass. Of course, Brittany's here thinking Jax is right. You know, that's the thing that sucks. She's not only sticking up for him because she's married to him. She actually agrees with Jax. That's why she's evil.
Yeah, she really does. Chrissy goes, sorry, you just said Alex deserves to be there more than Luke. Brittany's like, well, because they were friends before. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, and now Jax isn't trying to include Luke.
So now they're fully yelling at each other. And Brittany's like rolling her eyes at Kristen. And Kristen's like, but I just had this conversation with Jax. Don't hang out with him. She's like, but you're not there. So then we go back to boys' night, and Jax is playing skee ball with Alex. And Alex is like, there's only two balls, though. And he's like, that's what she said. So listen,
this is a two-bit circus. There's only two balls in the skee ball machine? God.
Awful. So you're talking about how, you know, Alex is childish. I mean, like, Luke is childish for not being able to speak with Alex. And then Luke is still pissed over in his corner, talking to someone named Dave about how pissed he is. And then Jax is like, well, wait, so weren't you paying Kristen's mortgage for a while? Oh, yeah, Jax, you just wanted everyone to get along, huh? So now that you can't get a scene with Luke, you're just going to get all the information that you wanted, that Kristen was just using this other guy and being crazy the whole time anyway.
So Alex is like, yeah, I like lent her a lot of money. I sold the house for free, man. Jack says, oh, yeah, for free. She forgets to tell people little details like that. Yeah. And she lived in my house for 6 months for $0. I'm like, well, you're in a relationship. How dare you then, like, retroactively say that she didn't pay rent in your relationship?
Yeah.
So, God, Jax is like, I don't understand. Like, I thought you guys could just get along, you know, because right now he's in that place where he's just like, oh, my God, sex is so good, you know. And Alex is like, yeah, I was there. I remember that moment.
Yeah, I know. It's just a matter of time before he becomes another casualty. I'm like, yeah, but you're aiming the gun at him right now. That's why he's going to become a casualty.
Yeah, so Britt still fighting with Kristen, saying, you know, Jax, you know that if he wants him to be together, them to be together, that's a good thing. It's a big deal if Jax is trying to bring your boyfriend into the group.
I don't give a shit, Brittany.
Well, Jax just trying to do the right thing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Brittany is such a twit. So she says Jax is just being malicious. And Brittany's like, and you're not stirring stuff up. And Kristen goes, what am I stirring up? And then we get dramatic music like, dun, dun, dun. What is Kristen stirring up? Because we're so righteously on Kristen's side at this point that we forget that Kristen is Kristen. And Kristen is up to some shit, too. So... Now we get to find out what Kristen's up to.
This is what I think it's going to be. I think Brittany is going to say, you're accusing Jesse of twisting your nipple and you're ruining a good man's reputation. No. He don't remember doing it. He said it's not his style. That's what I guarantee. That's what Brittany is going to say.
I do not think that. I don't think that she's going to be that stupid.
Yeah.
Do you? Oh my God, if she does that.
Oh my God.
Like, then again, you're right, though. Kristen is messy, too, so we're going to find out. But we do see, like, 5 minutes later, Zach going, I never said that.
But that's the best part. He's in the kitchen, and everybody else is outside. And he's, like, stormed off into the kitchen, but nobody has followed him into the kitchen. So he's just standing in there yelling, going, I never said that.
I mean, he's but yelling, his wig is yelling, everything is yelling.
It's all very loud yelling.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. And then he's saying to Michelle, never, Michelle. I never, ever saw that, Michelle. I am a C-section. So, honestly, who knows what the fuck anybody on this show is talking about? I have no idea, but it's fun.
Yeah, this show is way better than I ever expected. I can't believe, like, when the episode was over, I was like, oh, I am hooked. I'm, like, ready for the next episode. I hate it. Yeah. I hate everyone on this show. And it's so good.
So fun. Yeah. So fun. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. We will be back. Go get tickets for our live shows over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Thanks for being here on Patreon video, everybody. We'll talk to you guys soon. Love you guys.
Bye. Yay.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We're Pilsch Poppers for Jen Pilsch.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.